Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today, I will go on the road to the Setchell Horse Farm. I will meet up with a very special young woman, Amanda. She has been working with a project horse named Lucky. What a perfect name for this horse. You see, Lucky was going to be destroyed, but because of the owner of the farm, Anne, she is able to rescue Lucky. Now, all the horse needed was love, kindness, and compassion. After spending time with Amanda, we also filmed a Joey B's Outdoor Adventure episode about Lucky. I was able to see firsthand that Amanda had all of these traits. She was the perfect gal for the perfect horse. When I was off camera with her parents, I found out that Amanda was only 12 years old. Her birthday is next week. Happy birthday, Amanda. Amanda conducts herself well beyond her years. She is an honor roll student and has a passion for horses. So let's go on the road. We are on the patio overlooking the horse arena with Amanda and a horse named Lucky. This show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So this is Joey B on the road, and I am with Amanda. And Amanda, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Amanda, you are with Lucky, and this horse is somewhat of a special horse. Tell me about Lucky.
Lucky is a rescue that we got a few years ago. And this summer, I started working with him and teaching him how to stay safe and be comfortable around kids and able to be worked in lessons.
So Lucky, I'm sure, was a horse that was ridden pre, but what makes him, and we'll use the word lucky, what makes him so lucky about being on this farm?
Well, he was on his way to some family or place that wasn't going to take very good care of him and work him not fairly, and so Brad and Ann Scussell rescued him and brought him to this farm, and we take very good care of him and keep him safe, and he's just lucky to have a good family.
And what are the things that you've personally been able to do with Lucky?
Well, I was able to start riding him in lessons with other people. That was our first accomplishment. And then recently we were teaching him how to canter, and he's been successful with that.
And have you been able to show with Lucky?
Yes, we showed one time. We came out with the blue ribbon, and it was a fun experience for both of us.
Now, was that a local show or somewhere on the road?
Yes, it was in Alexandria.
All right.
So it was local.
And how long have you been riding personally?
I've been riding for about 5 years, since I was 7.
And is it your passion?
Yes.
So this is something that you just, you know. And we're hearing the red-bellied woodpecker calling right there, right now. So you see, these are things that I hear out here. So because we're on the road, see, red bellies don't land inside my studio. So this is a pretty cool thing for us to be out here on the farm and do a little recording today. Now, you go to school. And are you on the farm like right away, or what is your life like?
Well, I go to school, obviously, and then a few times after school I come to the barn for a few hours, and then every Saturday I come and ride and hang out.
So you have your own lessons. Now, do you have lesson time and, so to speak, lucky time?
Yes, we every week she gives me a different horse to ride, and a lot of the time I do get to work with Lucky, and sometimes we'll be in a group with other people, and other times I'll just be me and him in a lesson.
And are there any other rescue horses on this farm?
Yes, there's a few. There's Mason and Linus that have been here for a while who are also good and work in our lesson program.
So younger children are able to ride those three horses on the farm?
All three of them came to point where they're all safe for little kids to ride.
That is just an awesome thing. So tell me about your own personal riding career. Where are you at this juncture? So you're showing, are you showing any specific horse, or are you showing on many horses?
Well, last year I leased a horse named Scooby, Ava's horse, and we had a very successful year. and our leasing was up in the winter time, so I started leasing a horse named Trey, and show season just started last month, and we had a pretty good show, and I'm excited for the rest of the year.
That is cool. Now, I know that Lucky is a Morgan. Are all the other rescues Morgans?
No, Linus is a Morgan, but the other one is a saddlebred.
All right, and the horses that you are personally riding, what are they?
They're saddlebreds.
So all saddlebreds. So do you see any difference when you get on Lucky because you're going from a saddlebred to a Morgan?
Sometimes saddlebreds tend to carry their heads a lot higher than Morgans, and sometimes the way they move is just a little bit different.
When you're trying to getting on the horse and developing and feeling the rhythm of that horse, do you feel a difference from a saddlebred to a Morgan that way?
A little bit. There's not much of a difference, but there's a little bit.
So, Amanda, tell me about your extracurriculars. When you're not in the barn, what are you doing? Who are you?
Well, after school, I have a lot of homework to do. And then when I'm done with that, I like to either go on runs or go to some of my brother's lacrosse games or hang out with friends in town.
Now, do you run for time? Do you run for enjoyment? Or when you're with the, I know when you're with the team, obviously you're running for time, but on a typical Amanda day, what are you doing?
I like to just run for fun, for long distances. Sometimes I'll time myself just to see how I'm doing or if I improved from the season, but a lot of the times just for fun.
Do you listen to music when you're out there?
Yeah, I like to listen to country music.
Oh, see, you're a girl of my heart with country music, and that really, and that's a great thing. Do you ever run? See, I say it this way. When I go out for a run, I say I'm going out to solve the world's problems. But obviously, you're just working through your own things, what's going on in your daily life. Do you ever run without music?
Every once in a while when I do short distances, I'll run without music, but I just like it better with music.
All right, and as I'm watching a turkey vulture over your shoulder take off, there, it's pretty cool. In the barn here, country music all the time.
Yep.
It's got to be country music. If you're in a barn, it's got to be country music. And tell me about some of the relationships you developed with some of the other, and I met some fine young ladies in here this morning, with them and your relationships as you're in the barn all the time.
Well, all the girls in the barn, we all came very close these past few years, and last year especially we went through a hard change from leaving one barn to this one, and we're very fortunate, and we just like really close, and we're always supportive of each other.
And am I correct in saying that you guys do some of the chores that are here as well?
Yes, we always come to hang out and help.
And that's a good thing, because you want to know something? And Ann, who's the owner, she and I were chatting, and that's part of the dedication you learn to what it's really like to be a horsewoman. And that's a real cool thing. Now, do any of those other ladies work with Lucky?
Some of them, Ray and Ava, also like to ride him in lessons and helped me and Karen make him eligible for other little kids to ride.
Now, summertime, in there are, I would assume, some camps that go on here?
Yes, Karen puts on some camps for all of us.
So if there's camps here, are there first-time riders on Lucky then in the summertime?
Well, last summer we didn't have any summer camps, but this past winter there's been a few kids that were able to get on Lucky and have their first few lessons on him, and he's almost to the point where he can have any beginner on him, but he's almost there.
Yeah, it's funny, and I seen him, and it was really neat to watch the two of you work, and it just seems like he's this gentle soul.
Mm-hmm. He has, like, all kind bones in his body.
Yeah, it's funny, and you know this as a horsewoman. I describe animals like humans. They all have personalities, and when you find one that has that perfect personality, and it seems like Lucky has that personality.
Yeah. He has a great personality.
I also describe it because being out in the wild all the time, and if I see a snake, and I'm one of the few people in life that just love snakes, and I have to pick them up if they're not poisonous, and you could tell right away if a snake is going to be gentle or not.
Mm-hmm.
And Lucky was, you looked at him and he was just like, okay, this is what we got to do. Until the time we walked out of the barn and he saw the cameras, you and I were being led out of the barn. A little bit different there.
Yeah, he still gets nervous about some things, but he's come a long way from being scared of a lot of things.
Well, you think about what his life must have been like
again, he's a rescue horse. And think about what his life must have been like. So he's got to be loving life right now.
Yes, he's like, I can tell that he's so like happy, and he knows that he's lucky to be here. And he, when he first started working with him, any little noise or if we touched him the wrong way, he'd freak out. And now he's like just so much better.
Well, you know what? There's a peace to being, you know, on this farm. And again, just working with Karen and, you know, chatting with her for a little bit, and Ann, the owner. And it's just a pleasant place to be. And an animal's going to know that right away. I work with a dog behavioral therapist, Greg Cleaver. And you could tell a dog right away their disposition, and a dog can sense you right away and your disposition. And that's a great, I guess, communication between humans and animals. They know right away who you are in your heart. And I, hey, just working with you today, I could see you're a sweet young woman, and the animal knows that and senses that and can trust you. And correct trust is a big part of horsemanship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we work with all of our horses, and we right away when we start working with them, we just try to make a bond, and know we have to let them know that they can trust us or it's never going to work out. And all of our horses and people have been so good about it, and we all work together and it works.
See, and you said this a few times, and we all work together, and at this barn, teamwork is an important mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah, teamwork. We all, if we didn't have each other, none of this would have been possible.
And you take that back to Lucky, and Lucky is now in an atmosphere of all these loving people. And I see that in the barn, not just yourself and Karen, but the other ladies that are working here. And with that love, you could see that Lucky is just having this great life. And that's, you know, I guess that's the great thing about having rescues somewhere. And, you know, mm-hmm. Lucky and you, I'd say it this way, Lucky is lucky to have you working with her.
Yeah, and I'm lucky to have him.
See, there you go. I guess that's about the coolest way of ending this show is, I guess it's a lucky show. What do you think?
Yeah.
Well, Amanda, I just want to thank you for being on Joey B Outdoors, and I wish you all the success. And I'd love to end up coming to one of your shows someday. What do you think?
That'd be awesome.
All right. Hey, this is Joey B on the road with Amanda. Amanda, what a great day.
Thank you.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeyb.tv. That's joeyb.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.